Nigeria is poised to blow as Christians threaten retaliation. Expectations for a peaceful year dim with Christmas attacks in India. But there's great news coming from Latin America as gospel vision takes hold. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. After a Christmas Day bombing killed 40 believers, many Nigerian Christians have lost faith in government security. One prominent Christian leader announced last week that believers will be forced to take things into their own hands if another attack occurs. But Open Doors USA's Jerry Dykstra disagrees.
Really, if we want to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, retaliation is not the way to do that. In fact, that would just make it harder for them to see us as Christians.
Although Open Doors hasn't heard of Christians retaliating yet, Dykstra admits it's easy to understand why they might. Many believers have watched their families die in front of them from the ongoing violence.
Christians that are victims also are begging for answers. Such questions that we've got from one person was, should we fold our arms to watch our killers kill us and take our land? Because we want to share Christ.
Pray for believers as they try to respond in Christ's love. Elsewhere, threats and violence against Christians in India don't show signs of stopping. In the state of Orissa, the leader of the RSS, an activist movement of Hindu nationalists, called for a mob to go on strike the week after Christmas. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers says the timing was intentional.
When there's a general strike, the opportunities for violence are just multiple, and it's a time when these extremists get violent against people they don't like, and Christians are usually the targets of that.
Violence did break out in southwest India when members of the RSS brutalized 15 Christians singing Christmas carols in a private home. Police arrested the believers for trying to convert. This goes to show the breakdown in India's justice system.
Someone comes to beat you up, and then the police come and arrest you and accuse you of inciting that other person to violence.
With these trends, persecution is likely to increase.
This is a direct result of the fast growth of the church and the great response of the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Grace Ministries International's work in Costa Rica starting 2012 with a bang. From the well-established church plant near San Jose came the dream of planting a daughter church in Nicaragua. GMI Sam Vinton says they've been sending cross-cultural missions teams for a few years, and
the responses have been good, and so starting this next month, instead of once a year, we're planning on going probably six times during this coming year.
They're prepping the team that'll see it off the ground. Vinton says the time is right and the doors are open.
We actually have Bible studies, Bible groups, some of them doing it online studies and so on, but we have not actually started. We have friends, we have contacts, people who used to be members of our church in Costa Rica who have moved back home in Nicaragua, who are sort of at the foundation of this new ministry.
Keep this project bathed in prayer. It's catching on.
I believe this is one of the big things that we're seeing happen in all of Latin America.
Next, believers in Nepal were driven out of their village by a group of Buddhists. People in Nepal can supposedly follow whatever religion they want, but evangelizing's not allowed. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Buddhists accused the Christians of bribing other villagers into converting. A member of the Buddhist group also reportedly attacked a Christian family's six-year-old daughter. The believers are currently living in another village, so pray for strength and for healing. And believers are tolerated, at best, among the Malpahariya speakers of South Asia. Less than 1% of the population are Christians. Those who do profess faith in Christ are ostracized. Why the hostility? This group of speakers doesn't even have the New Testament in their own language yet. The seed company has announced it's coming along with a group of translators to finish the New Testament. Pray that the seeds of the scriptures would take root. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you love those color ministry calendars. Vision Beyond Borders is making available their 2011 ministry calendar to not only help you keep track of your busy schedule, but also to remind you to pray for the work with people all over the world, including the Karen people of Burma. To get your 2012 VBB calendar, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.